I call this meeting on the Committee on Safety, Sustainability, and Wellness to order on Friday, October 7th at 4:04 p.m. in the Joe Colley Student Union in room 406. Item number two, roll call.
Senator Bergren.
Present.
Senator Bryan.
Present.
Senator Brown.
Present.
Senator Galvez.
Present.
Senator Cole.
Present.
Senator Landolfi.
Present.
Senator McCauley.
Absence excused.
Senator Perez Ramirez.
Tardy excused.
Senator Swackhammer.
Present.
Senator Dean.
Present.
Quorum is present.
Awesome. Going into item number three, public comment. Is there any public comment at this time?
Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead and state your name and, just state your name for the record.
Is it okay if we both go at the same
time? Of course, yeah.
Okay, I'm Isabella Hijazi.
I'm Colin Spiva.
We have concerns about transportation for students at the Highlands and the Union. Usually, we have the bus stop for the Pathline shuttle, but during the first week of the semester, we were told that we needed to purchase an access pass, even though the Pathline was advertised as a free service for all students at UNR. And after they opened up the Union bus stop too, they also need to have an access pass. And so the only way we found out that we need an access pass was on the sign. It says, have your access pass ready. So we had to call the parking and transportation office to find out what the access pass was. And it's an $159 expense that comes with the access pass for the shuttle and a parking pass for, I forgot which parking lot. And we asked why we would need a parking pass at the same time as an access pass, because if we had a car, we wouldn't need to use the shuttle. And if we're using the shuttle and we don't have a car, we don't need the access pass. And they kind of said that it's a package and you can't get it separate from each other. They even said if you don't need the parking pass, you could just shred it. So that basically means that the access pass itself is $159. And we also called and asked to see, because it's supposed to be a free service for the rest of campus, but if you get on the bus from a bus stop on campus, you don't need an access pass, so it's free, and they won't stop you from getting off of the bus at the Highlands, so you can go from campus to the Highlands and Union for free, but to get on the bus from the Highlands and Union, it costs $159 for the access pass, which doesn't really make sense. Also, we had a concern that the bus only runs at certain times of the day, and a lot of kids have classes that are outside of those times. So paying $159 for a service that they would only be able to use a few times a week seems like a really big expense.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Thank you so much. Is there any other public comment at this time?
I mean, just to add on to that, I tried to circumvent that expense by getting a scooter. The campus is not very wheelchair accessible, because I fell while trying to get onto one of the ramps because it was not very paved correctly, and I got a concussion. I don't know, I just feel like this is a matter of public health, and sorry.
Is there any other public comment at this time? All right, beautiful. Seeing none, we'll go ahead and go into item number four. We have some minutes on the agenda today. I'm now seeking a motion to approve the minutes from Friday, September 23rd, 2022. Senator Galvez.
I move to approve the minutes from Friday, September 23rd, 2022. Through unanimous consent.
Is there a second?
Second again.
Beautiful, thank you. Senator Cool. Alrighty. So now going into item number five, old business, we'll go ahead.
Order.
Yes.
We should vote on it, right?
Yes, we do. All in favor of improving the minutes from Friday, September 23rd, 2022, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, say nay. Any abstentions? Beautiful. The item passes. Sorry about that. Alrighty, going into item number five, old business, the project tracker. I'm not able to present the project tracker that we did last meeting. The TV is not working, but I know that we went into some specifics with some projects that you guys were working on, which was awesome to see. I know a couple of you guys had the opportunity to speak about some updates that you've had during committee. Was there anything specific that you guys wanted to elaborate on about your projects? We can, let's go into the legislation tracker, not the legislation tracker, but the project tracker. Yeah, any senator is free to speak on any projects that you guys, any, I know that Senator Brown was working on dining. I know we had some sustainability projects with the bike maintenance. If there was any updates at all, did you guys want to update anything at all?
I reached out to dining. I'm just waiting for the guy to email me back. Probably end up calling him, realistically. But yeah, that's pretty much it. I have been scoping out the, what's it called, the DC? We're calling it the DC, what's the name?
Down Under.
Down Under. So I've been scoping out the Down Under, checking it out. It's pretty delicious. and it was sweet waffle maker. But I do have a few suggestions and ideas I've been collecting from a multitude of people. Just for ideas. But I'm just going to be the guy, just kind of see, make sure we're on the same page, maybe bring up some stuff. I'm not going to coming all hot and be like, you need to change the house switch.
Okay, so. Awesome. Sounds good. Did any other senator have any other updates from their other projects?
Yeah, so my project was focusing on the maintenance of bike maintenance on campus.
Yes.
Director Chris Rose reached out to me regarding a piece of legislation to mirror that passed by the city of Reno on micromobility. I don't have the time to spearhead that. So I'm adjusting, redirecting to a project working on in cahoots with another senator, not in this. Anyways, it will allow some liaison of counseling services, a piece of legislation focusing on a project focusing on counseling services, which would better accommodate the time that you have. So that leaves the door open to you know, working with Chris Rowe, Director Chris Rowe, on micromobility piece of legislation. That being said, I've already spoken to Emily Kane and she's interested. But, you know, you guys, anyone open to that, interested in that, more than happy to, I mean, feel free to hop on and see what we can get done.
Awesome.
Just an update on that.
Sounds good. Did anyone else have an update on their projects? Yeah, Senator Davis?
Sure. Two things that I'm not sure are on the project tracker at all, but in the past week, Senator Kuhl and I, we had some concerns from the Lake Tahoe campus that university police wouldn't be accessible to them.
Okay.
Neither the local police wouldn't be accessible to them either. But I talked to the director of student affairs there, and she's confident in RA's abilities to address concerns, and Senator Kuhl met with Police Chief James and talked about the university's connections with the local agencies. So both in an internal and external sense, those worries and apprehensions have been resolved for the most part.
Okay.
Yeah, I was going to elaborate more on it in our new business, but as far as the meeting went with Police Chief James, currently, we have multiple different official slash unofficial administrative policies and deals with different security organizations, companies, and other police precincts in the Reno, Tahoe, Elko area that should there be an emergency incident up on the Tahoe campus or even here, there are at least 20 different agencies that are willing to respond at a moment's notice, even before any UNR police are able to actually get up to the campus. So they don't feel that that is a concern on the administrative manual that needs to be altered or that anything needs to be changed there. I have had some constituents who have overheard these conversations, who have brought up the idea of possibly establishing a full precinct up at the Tahoe campus. So that will be a topic for discussion for my future liaison meetings.
Good to hear. Senator Bryan?
Yeah, so the Leave No Trace piece of legislation that I wanted to work on, which for the record will not be named Leave No Trace, just because it is like copyright or whatever. I was I talked again to Director Trey Taylor and sent him and both Director Rowe an email about how to hold like clubs accountable because there was I wanted to know if it would be okay to like fine them or what the possible like repercussions could be for them, but I was advised against fining, and so I just reached out to them about how they would feel comfortable holding people accountable. So that's where I'm at with that.
Awesome. Any other updates? Okay, beautiful, seeing none. We'll go ahead and I understand that I don't think you guys had, did anyone have access to the project tracker? Any senators? Yeah, that's what I thought. Okay, so I'll go ahead and try and get that to you guys a little bit better next time. I know at first I thought that you guys weren't supposed to have access to it, but I think you guys are able to have access to it. So I'll go ahead and do a better job at sharing that with you guys so you guys can update that. Because I wrote exactly what you guys said last meeting, but now that you guys are kind of working on it, you guys are more than happy to go in there and correct it yourself. Alrighty, so yeah, I'll go ahead and share that with you guys, and then we'll go ahead and move into 5B, the report from Director of Sustainability, Chris Rowe.
So the tree planting that I was talking about with the Arena Board has been approved by Facilities and the Arena Board. That'll be Wednesday, October 15th. Next Wednesday. Whatever day that is. 12th? 15th?
I think.
Or it's the 15th, whatever day that is.
Okay.
It's at 10. It's still waiting for approval from the CAB to be put on PEC Life, but everyone should show up for that. Indigenous or native plant species being planted on the hillside for slope stability. In regards to what Senator Swackhammer said about the piece of legislation regarding the micro-mobility project in downtown, for some context, that's all the bike infrastructure downtown, the protected bike lanes, all that stuff. For the record, none of that is permanent, so that is being removed the end of this month. There's room by the end of this month for public comment. So if you ride a bike, scooter, walk, etc. in the downtown area, you should leave a comment. If you Google Reno Micromobility Project, you can comment in your support, or if you don't support it, whatever your personal opinions are. But Faculty Senate passed a resolution in support of that, so all faculty at UNR is supporting that. That project, not necessarily in its current iteration, but just future infrastructure improvements for the safety of pedestrians and bicyclists, and that applies to people who, like, that goes beyond just that, because accommodations for things with wheels helps a lot more people than just people riding bikes. Basically, the piece of legislation that I'm looking to work with someone on, it is not much work. It's being written by the Bicycle Working Group. They already have a draft, and it's so in Faculty Senate they approved them writing it, and so we would just copy basically the same language and put it on ours to let the city of Reno know that the entire student body of UNR is behind that, because we can't have infrastructure improvements on campus mean anything if the infrastructure around campus isn't also improved. And so it's really important that as a university we not only make those changes here, but let the city know that they should be making them too. I think that's all I have for the moment. In regards to the public comment that was made earlier about the bus thing, that seems ridiculous, because RTC has free bus options for all students on campus, and so RTC goes in all of Reno, and so the bus going from campus to town is like, what, half a mile? It's kind of insane that that's not a thing. And then also in regards to the accessibility for like people with disabilities, people in wheelchairs, that is something that is actively being addressed by, right now, really only the Bicycle Working Group, because they ride bikes and wheels, it correlates, and it's something that the university is actively working towards so that we can have a higher standard for, like, there's a national organization that rates that kind of thing, and we're trying to move to the next level from the lowest level. That's all I have.
Awesome. Can we wait through reports?
Yeah, sorry.
Thank you so much. Awesome. We'll go ahead and go to 5C, a report from the Director of Wellness.
Hello, everybody. So nothing new from the report I gave at Senate.
And more specifics for the spiritual wellness event that we're collaborating with programming, basically we bought like these little like stones and they have like cute words on them or whatever. And then we found this like big chalkboard. So we're going to like write like a grateful journal and then make people write it. Just because we didn't want to specifically like get into religion with spirituality. I feel like spirituality shouldn't be focused on just one thing. Everyone has their own little like their own faith and stuff like that. So we didn't want to do anything so specific, so we're doing like a gratefulness tabling. And then, like I mentioned, Mental Health Week and the games tonight, the mental health game. And then we're trying to do the Healthy Relationships Fair at HealthFest, and basically organizations on campus and out of campus would table and just make the event bigger, because they did have this fair last year, but they didn't get any students to stop by. So then, because HealthFest does have high attendance, we decided to have the fair during HealthFest, so then they can get that outreach towards students.
Awesome. Beautiful. Okay. Thank you so much, guys. You guys are more than welcome to stay or go. It's all up to you, but thank you. I appreciate it. All right, going into item number 6, new business with our liaison positions. We'll go ahead and start with Senator Brown. I'm not sure if you have anything new to contribute, even though you kind of are, I think you're simultaneously working with your project tracker. And also your liaison. So I'm not sure if you have any new updates, but...
Nope.
Okay. Beautiful. Senator Bryan, do you have a liaison update?
Yeah, not really, but yes. So I reached out to my liaison and I have not heard back. So I'm just waiting. I'm going to give them until next week and then I'll probably send a follow-up email. If not, I'll just walk into the gym.
Okay. So. Sounds good. I think that's going to be the pattern for a lot of liaison positions, and I'm not sure why. Senator Galvez, do you have a liaison update?
I do. So for the Academic Affairs Committee, Senator Kane is also the liaison for RHA. Mm-hmm. And she's reached out to Alan Gurman and Dean Kennedy. And I'm kind of getting my information through her.
Okay.
And we're working together in that sense, but she's doing all the contact, so we're not double contacting. So Helen kind of gave us a rundown of the ACUN events, and ACUN and RHA events, what we're going to collaborate on, what we're not going to collaborate on. I think you guys got an email from Programmer Gulen? It's Liz.
Yeah.
So that's going to be happening in the future. Also, I've been connecting with the RAs down at UNR Lake Tahoe. You guys are going to see that I'm really passionate about Lake Tahoe. But the RAs there are basically their form of their student government for their 108 students. So they are, they're doing well for now in terms of their residence halls, but they are also going to join me on my UNR Lake Tahoe coalition. They're very passionate about that as well.
Awesome. Great to hear. Senator Kuhl, do you have a liaison update?
Yeah, so apart from what I've already mentioned, during the meeting with Chief James, we also went over some of concerns that I've heard from constituents about the quality of security cameras and their maintenance on campus. Sadly, that's not something directly that police services has any control over. Luckily, though, there is a huge project that the university is undergoing right now, where over 500 cameras are all being retrofitted and replaced. However, if any constituents feel that they need a camera in a certain part of their buildings or anything like that, it falls to the college to actually decide whether or not it's going to be implemented.
Okay.
So I don't know if that's any extra information that's handy, but really it comes down to police services is just using a lot of the equipment and information provided by facilities and by the different colleges themselves. They have access to things, but they're not directly in charge of or managing them.
Sounds good. All right, moving on to Senator Landolfi, do you have any liaison position updates?
Basically just got in contact with Dr. Hug English from the Student Health Center and let her know that I'm like willing to help however we need, and then basically just waiting to meet with my intern Alyssa on Monday, because she's pre-nursing, mm-hmm. So that's a meeting I really want to take her to, and then we'll work with Ashley Martinez because she's the peer educator.
Sounds good. Okay, and then since Senator McCauley is not here, she sent in her liaison report, which was super short. She's been in contact with Julia at Title IX and there's been some movement in the office, but she's possibly going to have her work with someone else who is another person with a liaison. This person is established. Once this person is established, she'll be sending me. She'll be sending her an email, which would be sometime this week. So yes, that is Senator McCauley's. And then Senator Perez Ramirez, you're just in time. Did you have a report for facility services?
It's pretty short. I reached out to the contact that was given to me. There's a little confusion over there. Tried following up, haven't heard anything. So if anybody knows how to get a hold of facilities, go ahead and let me know so that I can start my, liaison position.
Awesome. Okay, sounds good. Just as an overall, update, I guess, I will talk to Speaker Thompson in terms of how we can better get into better contact with liaisons, because I know that a lot of them kind of are like, oh, ASU and you're here, here's this person. So I will try to get that organized to the best of my ability, because I know it is kind of random in some departments. Something that we're going to try and do an oversight is that we're going to have a discussion on which committee has which liaisons, because there is a lot of overlap in a lot of them. So we're going to try and see if there's something that can be done either legislatively or just through discussion about kind of a little bit better organization between all of the different liaison positions, because I know that there's a lot of overlap. Alrighty, moving on to item number 7, any comments and announcements? Are there any comments and announcements at this time? Okay.
Go Pack. You're right. The game.
Oh,
if you're
Senator
not
really
game today, you're wrong.
Senator Gomez.
So, two things. The first thing is a piece of legislation that I'm brainstorming and doing the outreach for already is UNR Lake Tahoe's campus. There's a rule in the university administrative manual that doesn't allow them to have slack lines or hammocks. And not only is it a kind of SNU culture thing that they used to have there, but it was also built into their education program. But now that the university absorbed them, they're not allowed to have those anymore. So I'm working on passing a resolution to amend that. If anybody wants to help with me on that, perfect, cool. I'll write that down. And also, make sure that I get your phone numbers before you leave. I'll hop on that transportation thing. We'll see what we can do.
Awesome. Senator Swackerman?
I was going to say, do you want to put that on the agenda for next meeting?
Yeah,
of course. The bus thing?
Yeah.
Really see what we can do to
yes.
1.5 years get that resolved?
Yes.
Anyway,
yeah, I was going to add on to that. We're going to definitely, I'm so happy that you guys were able to come in today. We want to be able to hear you guys so that we can have senators pick it up and we're able to talk about it. So thank you guys so much for coming in. I know that me personally, I'm going to have a couple of follow-up meetings with our PAC, not PAC Transit, but PAC Rides, which is directly attached to ASUN. And then I'm also going to have a meeting with Transportation Services to bring up your concern and see if there is anything legislatively that we can do. Because the number one thing that sucks in this association is when people write things and then we can't do anything about it because the admins say no. So I'm going to make sure and talk to them and see if there's anything that we can do in that sense. But we're going to do everything that we can to try and see if we can, like, at least lower the fee or, if not, get rid of it. So, yeah, we'll try and do everything that we can in the best of our power. We'll go ahead and put it on the agenda for next meeting. And then also, I am going to put some of the cookies for complaints, an item on the agenda for next week. There was a lot of complaints about dining, so I think it would be really cool to kind of just shuffle through those and see if there's anything that we can do. but, yeah. And then, yeah, I think that's all I had to do. Senator Dean, was there anything that you had earlier?
Yeah, why are they taking away the bike lanes downtown?
So that was a temporary project to see if it worked. Their idea was to put it in, gauge whether people used it. They were tracking the usership, and they were also surveying drivers and people. So there probably will be something there in the future permanently. Probably not in what you saw it as, because there were some issues with that, but the stuff on 4th Street, I think, is staying permanently.
Oh, I see.
And that's with, the protected bike lanes and the parking.
Yeah, yeah.
And then the, there's the rounded corner. I don't know, the things that keep you from getting hit by cars.
Yeah.
But, yeah, the thing in, downtown of Virginia, there probably will be something there, but that was that specific project was just a test to see like what works.
Oh, sweet. Thank you.
Awesome. Any other comments and announcements? All right, moving into item number 8, public comment. Is there any additional public comment at this time? Beautiful, seeing none. All right, I adjourned this meeting on Friday, October 7th at 4:29 p.m.